Will members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
Thirty-two present, eight absent.
Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Byrne, Guy, Lathine, Osie, and Smith are excused from the call of the House today. I'll ask unanimous consent that the other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted.
Road.
Clerk, please indicate the presence of Representative Rode in the journal. Our chaplain today is Pastor Matthews of the First Baptist Church. Would the House please rise for prayer?
Dear Lord, people are often impatient. Help us to be patient. People are often unreasonable. Help us to be reasonable. People are often stubborn. Help us to be agreeable. People are often selfish. Help us to be more mindful of others. People are often lazy. Help us to be more productive. People often have closed minds. Help us to want to learn. People often bear a grudge. Help us to forgive. People are sometimes untruthful. Help us to be more truthful. People often fail to see. Give us a vision. People have a way of hurting. Help us not to hurt. And Lord, thank you for caring for us the way you do. Amen.
Representative Swanson.
Yes, I would move and ask unanimous consent that today's prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify us to the correctness of the Journal for the 145th day.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent this body approve the Journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 145th day.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Brings the introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction to the chambers? Representative Brown.
The Speaker, in the gallery behind me is somebody very important to me and to others in my family. My niece Robin Brown from Wasilla.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, there's a friend of mine and a friend of a few others in the chamber, Marnie Otto.
Further guests for introduction. Representative Miles. House, please stand at ease. The further guests for introduction. If not, are there any messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 102, amended by the Rules Committee by request of the governor, relating to a direct investment by the state in the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Project.
Refer to the Special Committee on Royalty, Oil, and Gas, and Finance.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 219 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to the defrauding of landlords.
Refer to the Commerce Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 413, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources to fund the Big Delta Agricultural Development Project and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
The Senate has passed Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 610, Supplemental Appropriations to Department of Health and Social Services, miscellaneous effective date with the following amendment. It has been duplicated and placed on your desks. And so, Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 610, amended Senate, is transmitted herewith for consideration. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 946, Withdrawal from the Federal Social Security System, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 946 and that it be reported back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, and Buchholz, signing DuPass, Meekin, Swanson, and Duncan. House Bill 946 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker, may I stand at ease?
House, please stand at ease. We're down to consideration of the calendar. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, as members are aware from the activity during the ADE, is the committee substitute for the Finance Committee for House Bill 550 is just now being distributed. It was late being printed, unfortunately. For that reason, and because I think the members may perhaps want to caucus on this legislation as well, I'm going to move that the legislation be put at the bottom of today's calendar. Ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, we do have a supplemental House Bill 980 at the bottom of the House bills today, and it might be useful if that bill passes, and presumably it will, to send that over to the Senate while they're meeting this morning so it could be read in. So I'll move at this time and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 980 be moved to the top of today's calendar.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the first item on the calendar.
House Bill Number 980 by the Finance Committee. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 980 under consideration. The committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 980 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Duncan, Meekins, Guy, and Rode. Signing do not pass, Swanson. Signing no recommendation, Haugen. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
There is objection. Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I note a $9,000 item in the committee substitute. I'm somewhat curious as to what it is. Possibly you could have an explanation.
Representative Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, that is for the Legislative Finance Division employees who are also need to be paid for the additional time that the legislature will be in session. They're the ones that aren't covered under the Legislative Affairs Agency appropriation. We customarily do add them in.
This is the objection maintained, the adoption of the committee substitute. Hearing no further objection, the committee substitute is adopted. Is the clerk of amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent to the committee substitute for House Bill 980 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The clerk, please read House Bill 980 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 980 by the Finance Committee. An act making supplemental appropriations to the Legislative Affairs Agency and the Legislative Finance Division and providing for an effective date.
Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, once again, it's unfortunate that we find ourselves in a position of having to appropriate more money to pay for the expense of this unusually long legislative session, unnecessarily long legislative session. This 146 day sees the I've lost count already, but I think this is the third time we've passed a bill here to pay our salaries and the salaries of our staffs. And I'm hopeful, Mr. Speaker, although I'm going to vote against this and my protest for the length of the session, I'm hopeful, Mr. Speaker, that I don't have to have the opportunity to stand up on this floor again on one of these appropriation bills. I hope this will carry us through the end of this session and we can go about and
their normal lives.
Further discussion? Representative Cotton? House, please stand at ease.
Mr. Speaker, maybe it's because it's Saturday, but we have members wandering off the House right and left, which you can't do business if we're doing. I'm going to call the House on this bill and announce I'm calling the House on every bill that's before us this morning.
The call's been placed on the House. House, please stand at ease. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, we are still lacking, I guess, a couple of members, but I'm going to raise the call on this one bill. The intent will be to get that bill out of the way, if we can, recess so that the minority members can have their luncheon with Congressman Young or whatever their plan is, and then we'll reconvene at 1:15. But I do lift the call on the bill before us, which is House Bill 980. I would emphasize the members that it will be my intention at 1:15 to call the House on the balance of the calendar.
The call has been lifted on House Bill 980. Is there further discussion? Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Bill 980 pass the House? Representative Phillips.
I do have one question here. The original bill had $238,500 for a supplemental, and now the committee substitute is $258,500. It's $20,000 difference, and I want to know what the justification is.
Representative Cooper.
Okay. The Mr. Speaker, the extra $20,000 was capital appropriations for the purpose of buying or replacing equipment for Capital 79 that's presently burning out, or it's a tube and one other piece of equipment, and we have done that from general funds traditionally. So it's to replace that equipment. The equipment would have to have been replaced anyway in next year's budget, and it's reaching a point now where the cameras and electronic devices that are being used by Capital 79 are simply not going to last for even probably another week or 10 days. So that's the purpose of the extra $20,000.
Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, it was, if my memory serves me correctly, we appropriated money in the last supplemental appropriations for the legislature to replace the equipment which Mr. Cooper addresses. I think we had money in there for two tubes at some ridiculous price of $8,000 or $9,000 a piece. Have they gone bad again, or what?
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, to correct the minority leader's memory, we had it in the bill originally. But members will remember, when we came back after a free conference, those television tubes were added. So was $75,000 for another purpose that the minority leader and others objected to. And so instead of adopting the pre-conference committee report, which would have appropriated money for that television equipment, instead a motion was made and accepted on the floor to just accept the Senate version of the bill, and that version did not include that equipment.
Further discussion? Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Bill 980 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 8 Nays, 7 Excused.
So House Bill 980 has passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent. Oh, we don't have 27 votes, so I'll move the effective date clause.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted on House Bill 980? Members may proceed to vote. If any members fail to vote, clerk, please lock the roll. Any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
33 yeas, no nays, 7 excused.
So House Bill 980 is the effective date clause in House Bill 980 has been adopted. Representative Miller.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it would be very useful to send this bill over to the other body, so I'm going to serve notice of reconsideration at this time on my vote on House Bill 980.
Clerk, please note Representative Miller's notice of reconsideration, House Bill 980.
Mr. Speaker, I'd ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration be brought up at this time.
Hearing no objection, reconsideration be brought up at this time. Clerk, please read House Bill 980 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 980 by the Finance Committee. An act making supplemental appropriations to the Legislative Affairs Agency and the Legislative Finance Division and providing for an effective date.
Question is, shall House Bill 980 pass the House? Representative Urien. House, please stand at ease. Question is, shall House Bill 980 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Twenty-five yeas, 9 nays, 6 excused.
So House Bill 980 has passed the House on reconsideration. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll move the effective date.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted on House Bill 980? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Thirty-four yeas, no nays, 6 excused.
So the effective date clause has been adopted on House Bill 980. Representative Miller.
Speaker, unless there are announcements before I place the motion, I'll move that we stand in recess to 1:15.
Before ruling on the motion, House, please stand at ease. There's no objection to the motion to recess. House will stand in. Representative
Mr.
Swanson.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House from now through Monday evening, or Monday session on Monday.
House, please stand at ease. Representative Swanson, are you maintaining your motion to be excused from the call?
I withdraw my request.
Motion is to recess until 1:15. Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, House is in recess. We have the calendar under consideration. Would the clerk please read Representative Eliason?
Mr. Speaker, Representative Urien is not here at the present time, and I'll be voting in his spot, and I'll go back and vote in mine.
One to a customer, Representative Lyson.
May we have it at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Representative Lyson.
Mr. Speaker, may we have a break for a caucus?
Well, before any recess, will the House please stand at ease? House, please come to order. Representative Miller.
Speaker, compliance with the request from the minority leader, I'll ask that we stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Hearing no objection, the House will stand in recess to the call of the chair. Objection maintained, the adoption of amendment number 1. Hearing no further objection, amendment number 1 is adopted. Does the clerk have further amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 837 as amended by the House be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill 837 in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 837 amended by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to interpreters for deaf persons in civil or criminal litigation or administrative proceedings and providing for an effective date.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 837 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Thirty-four yeas, no nays, six excused.
So House Bill 837 has passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent the roll call on House Bill 837 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item on the calendar?
House Bill number 969 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making supplemental appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the state government and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 969 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 969 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Freeman, Rode, Guy, Schaefer, Buchholz, and Meekins. Mr. Swanson has no recommendation. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Is the clerk of amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 969 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill 969 in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 969 by the Finance Committee. An act making supplemental appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the state government and providing for an effective date.
Representative Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, this bill makes substantial appropriations. However, if the members will take a look at it, it says from funds other than the general fund. Here again, this is something that is ordinarily done in the Budget and Audit Committee, that is to approve the receipt and expenditure of federal money and other non-general fund revenues. This is what we're doing here. There is no general fund money involved here. And there are a number of projects, however, and I suppose we can get into them individually, but what we're doing is appropriating federal and other money.
Representative Urien.
How many positions, new positions, are formed by these appropriations?
Representative Urien. Representative Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, the number of positions are not included in the backup that we have. I might add that the court ruling at this time is that the legislature has no power to set the position count.
Further discussion? Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Bill 969 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. If any members fail to vote, clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
33 yeas, 1 nay, 6 excused.
So House Bill 969 is passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to the roll call on House Bill 969 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Senate Bill Number 408 by Rohde, Kurtula, Bradley, Coletta, Croft, Sumner, Willis, Huber, and Sackett. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for pre-construction planning and engineering studies of the Petersville Road and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Bill 408 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Kelly, Lafine, McKinnon, and Nackack. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 408 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, Meekin, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, and Greeting. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
In the absence of amendments, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 408 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read Senate Bill 408 in third reading.
Senate Bill Number 408 by Rohde, Kurtula, Bradley, Coletta, Croft, Sumner, Willis, Huber, and Sackett. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for pre-construction planning and engineering studies of the Petersville Road and providing for an effective date.
Discussion? Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 408 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. If any members fail to vote, clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Thirty-four yeas, no nays, six excused.
So Senate Bill 408 is passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on Senate Bill 408 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rudd.
May we be at ease?
House, please stand at ease. The clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Senate Bill Number 409 by Rohde, Kurtula, Bradley, Coletta, Croft, Sumner, Willis, Huber, and Sackett. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for a feasibility study of the proposed Tokositna Lodge and Visitor Center in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Bill 409 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman. Signing do pass, Bradley, Kelly, McKinnon, and Nackack. Signing do pass with amendment to Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Lafine. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 409 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 409 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, Meekin, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, and Greening. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Well, Mr. Speaker, with the concurrence of the Chairman of Finance and with at least several finance members I've talked to, I will not be moving the Finance Committee substitute.
Representative Miller.
Yeah, after an appropriate pause for anybody else that wanted to do so, I'll ask at this time that Senate Bill 409.
We do have an amendment to the original bill.
Excuse me.
Amendment number one.
Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, I just Representative have a brief Bradley.
Brief at ease.
House, please stand at ease. Does the clerk have amendments to the bill?
Amendment number 1 by Rudd and Buchholz. Page 1, line 17. Add a new section. The sum of $60,000 is appropriated from the general fund to the University of Alaska, Anchorage, to equip the Early Childhood Learning Program Center. Renumber the following section and change the title accordingly.
Representative Rudd.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
There is objection. Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, I think many members of the House may be aware of the fact that there was a contract entered into between the University of Alaska and the community college teachers last year, which included a daycare program, an early childhood learning program at the university in Anchorage, at the community college. This $60,000 is part of the amount that was agreed upon by the community college and the university to equip an early learning program at the university. There are a number of reasons why we should, in fact, allow that to happen. One of them is the fact that there aren't enough daycare workers in the state of Alaska to take care of the children who need daycare every day. Another one is the reason that there are not enough daycare centers to take care of the need for daycare centers in Alaska, and especially in Anchorage. So I hope very much that the university program to train daycare workers will be accepted by this House.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 1 be adopted? Take a roll call vote. The members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? The clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Eight yeas, 25 nays, 7 excused.
So amendment number 1 has not been adopted. Representative Carpenter?
May we be at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Does the clerk have further amendments to the bill?
Amendment number 2 by Mr. Bradley. Page 1, line 17. Add a new section 3. The sum of $600,000 is appropriated to University of Alaska Anchorage for the purpose of paying for and establishment of a first-year law school program. Renumber remaining section and change title accordingly.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
There is objection. Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, just real briefly, it's not considered by the sponsor of the amendment as being a power play for Anchorage versus the central campus at Fairbanks. This is approximately the appropriation necessary for funding House Bill 351 that passed by the rule change requirement of 27 votes, two-thirds of the body. Whatever is allowable, that bill has had progressive problems making it through, being referred consecutively to nearly every or most of your main committees across the street. And I think it's good public policy, Mr. Speaker. It provides a practical opportunity for rural Alaska to enrich themselves regarding legal education. And at this point, that has not been the case. It's clear that rural people will get baccalaureate degrees in the state of Alaska to a higher ratio than they do by going out to Harvard and Stanford. That's proved statistically. I believe it to be the case for the getting of a JD degree, and I think it's also would also to that extent. I think that enriches urban Alaska, where most of the legal expertise is now drawn or from outside the state, which we should all be suspect of. Thank you.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's pretty hard to argue against the logic of Mr. Bradley. You're not going to find me voting against too many appropriations that are going to have some kind of a spin-off effect to benefit all of Alaska. And I certainly support the appropriation. I hope others will too. Thank you.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall amendment number 2 be adopted? Take a roll call vote. Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Twelve yeas, 21 nays, 7 excused.
So amendment number 2 has not been adopted. Does the clerk have further amendments to the bill?
Amendment number 3 by Mr. Carpenter. Page 1, line 13. Delete Department of Natural Resources. Insert Department of Transportation and Public Facilities in coordination with Department of Natural Resources.
Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move adoption and ask unanimous consent.
There is objection. Representative Carpenter.
I would think that we would want our money for study and feasibility of construction of anything to be appropriated to the department that's in the business of doing that kind of facilities planning. I can understand it being a state park that we should have coordination with our Department of Natural Resources and its Parks Division. However, I don't think the money should go there.
Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, this money really doesn't include architectural design. That comes at a later date when they developed a plan for the Toca Setna Large Lodge and Visitor Facility within the Denali State Park. The Denali State Park, of course, is managed by the Division of Parks within the Department of Natural Resources. And so for coming up with the plan, with the exception of maybe the soil testing that's done with this appropriation, I don't think it's appropriate to have that money go to the architects or the designers. It's still up for the question as to whether we'll have this built with state money or whether we'll have it done through the Department Public Works. The reason being that we may go with the common plan that they have in other park facilities and have it built with private money, have it built through a private concessionaire. But at this point, we have to examine the development plan, the feasibility of the lodge and visitor facility at that point and location. So I have no objection to having the Department of Transportation consulted on it. They are looking into the road portion of it anyway on that appropriation we passed prior to this one in Senate Bill 408. But I would object to them getting in at this late date when this phase of the planning really isn't in their area of expertise.
Representative Carpenter.
Thank you. Well, I could understand if Mr. Greening were arguing then, therefore, that instead of the Department of Natural Resources, the $260,000 should be going to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, perhaps in coordination with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, as well as the Department of Natural Resources. However, I fail to understand what it is the Department of Natural Resources has to bring to bear to the tune of $260,000 on a study and feasibility of construction of a visitor center and lodge in Denali State Park.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall amendment number 3 be adopted? Take a roll call vote. Members may proceed to vote. If any members fail to vote, clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Bradley. Clerk, please take the roll.
Seventeen yeas, 16 nays, 7 excused.
So amendment number 3 has been adopted. Is clerk of further amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 409, as amended by the House, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read Senate Bill 409 in third reading?
Senate Bill number 409, amended by the House by Rody Kurtula Bradley et al. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for a feasibility study of the proposed Toka Sitna Lodge and Visitor Center in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
Representative Carpenter.
May we be at ease?
House, please stand at ease. House, please come to order. During the at ease, an amendment to the title was placed on the clerk's desk. The clerk, please read the amendment.
Amendment number 4 by Mr. Carpenter. Page 1, lines 6 and 7. Delete Department of Natural Resources. Insert Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Representative Carpenter.
I move the adoption of the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, the amendment. There is objection. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, maybe I misunderstood a prior action, although I did vote against that other amendment anyway, which did pass. I understand. Does the status of the bill with the amendment that passed on a 17-16 vote, does that put the money to the Department of Transportation now? I thought the phrase was just in cooperation with or something like that.
Amendment number 3, which was adopted by the House, page 1, line 13 of the bill. Delete Department of Natural Resources. Insert Department of Transportation and Public Facilities in coordination with the Department of Natural Resources. Is the objection, is a further objection to amendment number 4? Hearing no further objection, amendment number 4 is adopted. Is there further discussion? Ready for the question. Question is, shall Senate Bill 409 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 1 nay, 9 excused.
So Senate Bill 409 has passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the roll call on Senate Bill 409 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Senate Bill number 432, amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. An act relating to powers of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 432 amended under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 432 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Buchholz, Meekin, Swanson, and Duncan. Greening has no recommendation. The Committee on Rules has had Senate Bill 432 amended under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommend it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 432 Rules and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Buchholz, Parr, Miller, and Nackack. Mr. Urien has no recommendation. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Mr. Clerk of Amendments to the Committee substitute.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the Committee substitute for Senate Bill 432 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The Clerk, please read Senate Bill 432 in third reading.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 432 Rules by the Rules Committee. An act relating to powers of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee and of the Legislative Council and providing for an effective date.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 432 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Hayes. Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 5 nays, 9 excused.
So Senate Bill 432 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
There is an effective date.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on Senate Bill 432 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Did we have 27 votes?
26.
26, I beg your pardon. I'll move the effective date clause, Mr. Speaker.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted on Senate Bill 432? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 31, no nays, 9 excused.
So the effective date clause has been adopted on Senate Bill 432. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 134 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, relating to invasions of citizens' right to privacy by the Child Support Enforcement Agency, Department of Revenue. The Committee on HES has had House Concurrent Resolution 134 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Bennett, Nackack, Chatterton, Cotton, Phillips, Byrne, and Parr. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 134 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
30 yeas, no nays, 10 excused.
So House Concurrent Resolution 134 has passed the House. The clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Joint Resolution Number 82 by the Commerce Committee. Requesting the Civil Aeronautics Board to continue two-carrier air service between Fairbanks and Seattle. The Committee on Commerce has had House Joint Resolution 82 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Parr, Carpenter, Hayes, Brown, and McKinnon. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, please read amendment number one.
Amendment number one by the Commerce Committee. Page 1, line 25, add the word new before petitions. Page 1, line 28, add the word pending before petition. Page 2, line 4, delete the word directed and substitute respectfully requested.
Representative McKinnon.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
Hearing no objection.
Mr. Speaker, could we have the amendment read once more?
Clerk, please reread amendment number one.
Amendment number one by the Commerce Committee. Page 1, line 25. Add the word new before petitions. Page 1, line 28. Add the word pending before petition. Page 2, line 4. delete the word directed and substitute respectfully requested.
Is there objection to amendment number one? Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted. Mr. Clerk, are further amendments to the resolution?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 82 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, please read House Joint Resolution 82 in third reading.
House Joint Resolution number 82 amended by the Commerce Committee, requesting the Civil Aeronautics Board to continue two-carrier air service between Fairbanks and Seattle.
Speaker. Representative Brown.
Speaker, I've really spoken on this resolution even before it was introduced under special orders and indicating that it would be introduced by the Commerce Committee. It addresses a problem in our community. The resolution is pretty straightforward. I understand the carrier that would be the one remaining carrier in this market after this fall, if there's no action by the CAB and other carriers, does not have any problem with the resolution. In fact, part of it urges a support of a petition currently before the CAB sponsored by that carrier. And it still does also urge competitive air service in a market that very, very much justifies it. I urge the passage of the resolution.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall House Joint Resolution number 82 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. If any members fail to vote, clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their Chatterton. Representative Chatterton, do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Chatterton's vote is not registering. Clerk, please take the roll. Void the roll call on House Joint Resolution number 82. The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 82, as amended, pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 7 excused.
So House Joint Resolution number 82 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Joint Resolution number 83 by the State Affairs Committee, regarding the recent decision prohibiting the transportation of sealed handguns through Canada. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Joint Resolution 83 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 83 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Miles, Brown, and Rudd. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original resolution.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Is the clerk of amendments to the resolution?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for H.J.R. 83 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The clerk, please read House Joint Resolution 83 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 83 by the Judiciary Committee, regarding the recent decision prohibiting the transportation of sealed handguns through Canada.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, just a short word on the actual substance and reason for the resolution. I don't think there's very much dispute on this floor at all, and has been talked about on this floor before. With thanks to our brilliant legal staff, we got around a protocol and semi-constitutional problem in that the resolution doesn't quite go directly to the Canadian government from a state, but interestingly enough, while it's directed to our State Department, copies of it are also being sent to the Canadian authorities involved. So I think that we've just barely kept the protocol P's and Q's and still gotten the resolution where it should go.
Further discussion? Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Joint Resolution number 83 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Have any members failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
34 yeas, no nays, 6 excused.
So House Joint Resolution 83 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to, at this time, bring up my reconsideration of Senate Bill 98.
Place the bill before us in third reading. Clerk, please read Senate Bill 98 in third reading.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 98, Commerce, by the Commerce Committee. An act relating to banks and other financial institutions.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, there's some talk on both sides of the issue involved in this legislation that perhaps there might be a middle ground. Therefore, I'm going to move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 98 be taken from today's calendar, placed in third reading on Tuesday's calendar.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
A citation congratulating Kodiak High School boys track team by Senator Poland.
Representative Snyder.
Speaker, I move the citation.
Hearing no objection, citation is approved. The record shows the citation is approved unanimously. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Citation congratulating Ann Parch by Senator Coletta.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be shown as a sponsor of the resolution.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted.
I move the resolution.
Hearing no objection, the resolution is approved. The record show the citation was approved unanimously. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Citation congratulating Susan and Brad Winton by Senators Ziegler, Mieland, and Ray.
Representative Duncan.
I move approval of the citation.
Hearing no objection, citation is approved. Record show the citation is approved unanimously. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Citation commending Anchorage Times sponsorship of the Alaska State Spelling Bee by Senator Coletta.
Representative Miller.
I'll let Mrs. Rudd have it.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a sponsor on the resolution.
Hearing no objection. Motion is adopted.
I move the resolution.
Hearing no objection, the citation is approved. Brings us to the end of today's calendar. Down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Representative,
we stand at ease.
House, please stand at ease. During the day, we have received some messages from the Senate. There's no objection. We'll revert on the daily order of business to messages from the Senate. Clerk, have any messages from the Senate?
The Senate failed to recede from its amendment to House Bill No. 756, namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill No. 756, Identification of Alaska Arts and Handicrafts. The President appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Ray, Chairman, Senator Ferguson, Senator Tillian. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 109 by the State Affairs Committee, relating to the feasibility of the state acquiring the federally owned tank farm in Haines for use by the Alaska Marine Highway.
Refer to the State Affairs Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 448, Finance, amended Senate by the Finance Committee. An act providing for the issuance of GO bonds in the amount of $38,250,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of erosion and flood control, port facilities development, and small boat landing and harbor projects, and making related appropriations, and providing for an effective date.
Referred to the Finance Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 618 by the Finance Committee. An act providing for the issuance of GO bonds in the amount of $25,300,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for fisheries management and development facilities, and providing for an effective date.
Referred to the Finance Committee.
Senate Bill No. 626 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor and providing for an effective date.
Refer to the Finance Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
No objection. We'll revert to the regular order of business. We're under unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Greening.
I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 432.
Clerk, please note Representative Greening's notice of reconsideration is vote on Senate Bill 432. Representative Chatterton.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give reconsideration on Committee Substitute H.J.R. 83.
Clerk, please note Representative Chatterton's notice of reconsideration is vote on H.J.R. 83. Representative Brown.
Maybe we should be realists, therefore, Mr. Speaker. I move that I be excused from the call of the House on the 17th of June.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Is there further unfinished business come before the House? Special orders. Representative Miller? Special orders. Are there any special orders? Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, several weeks ago I went to Ohio to visit the legislature there on D2. On the D2 matter, and I did speak to the Speaker of the House in Columbus, Ohio, and several other members of the legislature, and unfortunately it was their last day in session, and you can imagine how hectic it was when I came in with my maps and my movie trying to tell them about the D2 bill. All the same, I did receive a pledge from the chair of one of the committees there that he would introduce a resolution similar to our own resolution on the D2 matter as soon as the legislature there came back into session. That will be in mid-June. Also, while I was there talking to the Speaker of the House, and this is why I bring up the matter right now, a reporter from the local Columbus, Ohio paper walked into the office, and naturally I took the opportunity to load him down with all kinds of facts and figures on the D2 question. And I received in the mail just yesterday a copy of an editorial which appeared in the Columbus Citizen Journal on Tuesday having to do with the D2 bill. And although it isn't as strong as we might wish it to be, considering that that's cyberlink territory, I feel fairly encouraged. And I don't know whether it's what I said to that reporter the day I was there or whether Red Boucher has been there or what, but I thought the members might be interested in hearing some of the things that were said in that editorial. It said, at one stroke, the bill would double the size of the country's national parks and so on and so forth. And then it says, at the same time, there is something quite disturbing about the bill. It is opposed by Alaska's governor, two senators, lone congressmen, all of the state's legislators, and most businessmen and Indian and Eskimo leaders. In other words, the people who know Alaska best feel they are the victims of an environmentalist land grab orchestrated by Washington. And then it goes on to give some of the details of the bill, and then at the end it says, while the goal of protecting natural beauty for future generations is a noble one, the House bill seems to be an environmental overkill. Fortunately, it is unlikely to pass as now written. It talks about the fact that Stevens and Gravel are angry enough to filibuster and so on. Then it says, this should give the Senate time to take a long look at the details. With luck and goodwill, the end result will balance conservation with the nation's need for new energy supplies and jobs. So I just wanted the House to know that that's a fairly balanced editorial coming out of Cyberlink country.
Are there any more special orders? Representative Urien.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection, revert to introduction of guests. Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, in the gallery behind me are my two favorite constituents, two guys who say, Dad, our school got out, how come yours didn't? A sure indication that this session has lasted too long, my two sons, Andrew and Michael.
Further guests for introduction? If not, continue with the regular order of business. We're under special orders. Are there any more special orders? Announcements, committee meetings. Representative Freeman.
Finance Committee will meet at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. The subject matter will be bonds, and I would request that all Finance Committee members be present.
Representative Cotton. Are there any more announcements? Is further business to come before the House? Representative Miller?
Speaker, if there's no further announcements, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.